is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi, sorry, just quickly editing. We've just put up our latest episode of 40 with Mia Friedman out today. So we're
season
just...
Season three.
Yeah, we're back.
Are we calling it season three? I put it in the
Well, it's kind
three.
Of like, it's we're kind of doing three. It on terms, school terms, really. Because we go on holidays when the kids are on holidays. So they're back at school today, which means we're back on
it's
podcast
It's a really,
today.
Really great episode to kick off because, I mean, everyone knows Mia Friedman, but this is like a very sit down with a cuppa kind of chat.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Well, I think that's what's so. I mean, I love her No Filter podcast as well, so I think that's her strength, isn't it?
Yep.
It's just she gets people to.
She's so conversational and casual in how she talks about all kinds of things. So
yeah.
If you haven't already. Subscribed to 40, go into your podcast. We'd love you to do that because we got some really good news last week, which was we had huge growth. So if you want to grow with us,
yeah,
people
do that.
People
we'd love
comparing
you
the if you 40 podcast to cryptocurrencies.
Oh,
you have to get in early and
early
grow
adopters.
And grow
be an early adopter with
us. With
us. And you don't have to be a 40-year-old female.
No.
That's
I
the other thing.
I have also learnt a lot.
You have,
it.
And so has Uncle John.
No, I didn't. That
so
work.
Have much younger women, which is really lovely. And so have heaps of blokes. We've been getting lots of emails from blokes saying, thanks for the cheat sheet. This is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, this is what's happening with my wife.
Yes.
Partner. Girlfriend.
Or just like. Just really interesting stories, regardless of gender. It's not called 40.
True.
It's not called female. It's called 40. And
yeah,
yes,
and I
we
think
are
we
interviewing.
Still continue to get messages from people saying, "Do I just have to be 40 to
no.
listen to this?" No, you absolutely don't. Because what we're hearing from people is we've got messages from folks in their late 20s, early 30s, saying, "I think this is the stuff I need to hear now." Before I get to 40. And then there's also a lot of ladies who are
older
late 40s to sort of mid 50s, I'd say, who are still really relating to the content within it. It's just because Liz and I are 40 and we had so many like existential crises around getting possibly halfway to our life, thinking, where are all the answers? We're turning to women older than us to give them to us. So, yeah, if you're younger, you're going to benefit. And if you're older, you're going to be like, yeah. I feel
and
that.
The other thing is that I was just reading this message on our Facebook, Sarah, because I don't always read all of them, I suppose. But someone said, I'm really enjoying getting to know the two of you through this podcast in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool too.
Yeah,
I
think that's the thing with with radio. You guys know because you listen to our show on Catch Up, but you can only ever tell stories in a 3 to 4 minute break. Mm. So you've got to sort of it's got to have a very clear. I mean, not necessarily
basic,
in our show, but basically like intro,
you've
talked middle,
out a 10,000 word. Story,
yes.
And you've cut it down to 1,000 words.
Correct.
Yes, basically. Tell it in sort of 6 paragraphs. Whereas that's the beauty of pods is that it can be much more free-flowing conversation and doesn't have to be as...
No time limits if we don't want there to be. And if we want to ask 3 questions about the one topic, we can do that.
Yeah.
We can ask 13 questions.
Yeah.
And do whatever the hell we want.
That's right. We're the boss. Anyway, speaking of 3 to 4 minute breaks, why don't we let you listen to today's show and then come back at the end?
Sounds good.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. Those Two Girls.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday to
indeed,
you both.
Indeed. You had a little getaway over the weekend.
Yeah, we had a rugby union carnival for my oldest boy. It's the first time we've done that. It was actually a lot of fun as a family thing. I've watched so much rugby union, Sarah, I don't think I'll ever recover.
Well, you were a bit hesitant about going, I suppose, but there
was
30 other families. There were
it was good fun.
Pub dinners. Sometimes you can underestimate how much joy there is in just that daggy hanging out.
So much fun. Camping chairs, puffer jackets, the works.
Oh, look at you with your puffer jacket.
It was mildly embarrassing, but, you know, when in Rome. but something did happen. We were staying in a motel. Like the bulk of the families from school were in this one motel. So it was, you can imagine, I think at one point there were 40 kids running around the motel, all from the same class. It was pretty fun. And my youngest, Max, obviously trying to keep up with the big 12-year-old, you know.
Well, he's only seven, he's so that's a big stretch.
It is. And at one point he came barreling in and he said, "Mum, I've got to use the bathroom."
Okay.
And I said, "All right, take a breather. It's okay. The game will wait. You can just rejoin." I said, "Go in, close the door, use the bathroom." Anyway, he did. He was in there for about 20 minutes.
That's because the poor little tacker.
How small are you?
Well, no, like, he'd probably been holding on for 7 hours because, you know, when the game's going, you don't want to miss out. Your little bladder just expands.
Like, so he was in there for ages and he came out and he goes, "I feel so much better." Great. Okay. Then I go in to the bathroom after him just to put away toiletries and what have you. And the entire bathroom smells really strongly of my perfume. And I've just gone, "Mate, weren't you in there like dropping your guts? What have you done?" He's taken my whole perfume bottle.
And what, used
and
it
used
like a bit
it
of
as,
linen fresh?
As an air freshener.
No.
Isn't perfume like labelled something toilet spray?
Yes,
like,
but kids don't. Well, and
not
some
eau de toilette. He hasn't taken that literal. Oh, maybe he has.
Eau de toilet. Well,
That's my whole perfume gone,
Sarah. And sometimes those air fresheners can be deceptively pretty. It's not like the old Glade where it's an aerosol and you just sort of put it like a flea bomb in there and let it go. Some of them are beautiful bottles.
How expensive was the perfume?
I mean, you know, like you guys know me. It's a Chemist Warehouse number. But it's still like north of 1995. Yeah,
that's too much. Too much too to much. Waste on toilet fumes. Also, if you're buying perfume anywhere other than a chemist, you're doing life wrong.
Yeah, you're too fancy.
Never face full play. No, like
no,
no, God,
rubbish.
No. I love a
also,
centre
try and
table.
Get this show sponsored by chemists.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
People say to me all the time, "Sarah, wow, radio must be so glamorous. You are so glamorous."
When was the last time someone said that to you?
Yeah, nobody's ever actually said that to me. But I just want
so
to. I just want to dispel any myth that people think that I live an exciting life by any stretch because of the weekend that I've just had. Now, I reached this sort of personal epiphany yesterday afternoon at about 4 p.m. after I actually reflected. And when I was, you know, kind of thinking about what stories do I have to tell on the radio tomorrow morning? And I thought, I can tell about how dull my weekends are. So wrap
here
your ears.
Are.
Here we are. Okay.
Here we are.
This is when I know I've clicked over into the next age category in surveys. You know, you tick from 40 to 45 and you're like, all right, here we go. This is life. Friday night, Mum and Dad have got me hooked on a British drama that's all about Nick and Bent coppers called Line of Duty. I stayed up till 1:10 a.m. on Friday night binge watching a British cop drama. Ooh.
You've been binging that for like a week.
I know,
and
but
a
it's
half.
Got
How
five
seasons.
Five seasons. I'm up to the end of season four, right? On Saturday night, I decided to stay up and watch Prince Philip's funeral live. Yes, I did. It started, coverage started at 9:30 on the Seven Network, I believe.
At night?
At night.
Wow.
The funeral was at midnight, so I stayed up till 1 a.m. on Saturday morning watching Prince. I mean, it was.
Well, that's perfect because I didn't watch it, so I'll need a full recap. It's okay. Very handy.
Then on Sunday morning, after I'd gotten the girls to go and
watch the replay,
pick up my delivered weekend paper and sat on the deck reading with my coffee, I checked my emails and saw that I've got the latest RSL prize home thing. And this one tipped me. I bought a ticket in it because it was the 2.5 gold bullion that tipped me over. I don't even know what gold bullion is.
Is that on top of the house?
Yeah, on top of the house.
It's actually like a gold, like you can lock it away. It's a gold nugget.
I mean, what do I do with that?
Well, you just put it in a safe or something.
No, you sell it and get crypto. Yeah. Crypto's the new gold, they're saying.
And then Wills and I were
Where's
talking
about. Where's the house,
about,
though? Where's the prize home?
It was Gold Coast.
Was it? It's always at the Gold Coast.
Like an apartment block. Anyway,
it's
this
been at the
anyway,
Gold Coast since 1983.
Anyway, I don't want to advertise it because my chances are higher. And then Wills and I were talking about what we were going to do on Sunday, and he said, "Well, do you want to get stuck into that nutgrass?" And I said, "That's a bloody good
idea."
Remember,
we said all we'd never say nutgrass again, Sarah.
All the rains have been coming. So then my afternoon was spent with a date with my little forefinger plucking out nutgrass from the root. That was the state of my weekend. Please commiserate with me.
So mature.
Please.
I know what you're laughing at, Liz. You're sitting there laughing
about.
To yourself.
Like, there's way too many innuendos in the whole nutgrass conversation there. Way too
that's
many.
That's why we said we would the never, word root. We'd never stop.
Oh,
I'm not playing a song until we get back on a G-rated track.
So neither of you watched Prince Philip's funeral?
No.
No, I was at the rugby thing.
You know what scares me, though?
Amen. Well,
I didn't realise it scared me until I saw this. When they bury him in that ground.
Oh, that's what I want to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it's not.
Great.
It's not ground. Well,
what?
It's not, he's not buried in the ground at all. He lies in state in the vault. So in the
in the
church, it goes down like an elevator, and it sits down there in the vault to be calls it lying in state. I think it is until Queen Elizabeth passes away, and then they both get moved together into a section of this abbey that's waiting for them to be buried
Wait,
in
so-
them.
Oh, I thought they were just going to be buried in the ground of that church or whatever it is.
No, 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 no.
So there's a big vault down there.
There's a whole thing underneath.
Wasn't that coffin? There are 25.
Wasn't that in The Crown, Sarah? Yes. There's a scene in The Crown when that happens.
Yes, probably. When
right?
Elizabeth's
in early
grandfather
seasons,
died.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he will be Prince Philip is the 25th member of the royal family laid to rest in the 200-year-old royal vault at St. George's
what's
Chapel.
What's happening with all the other people that are down there?
Well, it's like, think of it as like...
Are they getting moved?
It's like a beehive.
Yes.
Like, think of it like, you know, little sections. You know those hotels in Japan?
Yeah.
All right, I don't mean to take it there, but you know, there's little sleep outs. Okay, like a beehive.
Except everyone's eternally sleeping.
Yeah, eternally
so kind of
sleeping.
Almost like little mausoleums, I suppose.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you go to a graveyard and there are the Italian sections.
And then think of Tetris. You know that game? You can move one around, they lock in together. That'll be Prince Philip when Lizzie, you know. Meets the maker.
Yes.
Right?
Amazing. So there's 25 other royals in there from like Henry the VII all the way through.
So why do those two get moved but no one else gets moved?
Because they're like...
They all get moved once they're spouted.
Oh, so there's
they want to be buried.
People sitting down there right now. They've all been moved out.
No, they are all sitting down there. That's what the premise of it is. It's a royal vault where they all lie resting.
It's like, you know, the pyramids. I mean, how many examples can I provide? You know, the pyramids? Like, you know, like that. So
I feel like a pyramid would have been a better example than a Japanese hotel to start off with, if I'm honest.
I'm so sorry.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Last night, I was watching a bit of ABC News, Sarah, and something caught my attention. We're sounding really old, aren't we? Something caught my attention.
Probably the only true news at the moment, though.
That usually doesn't, and that's men's professional surfing, right? So apparently, as I learned, it was the world title or some prestigious surf title that would help the men's surfing Olympic team be finalised. So it was one of those big numbers, right? And the guy who won it is Brazilian surfer Italo Ferreira. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. Amazing, sort of very charismatic man, big curly dark hair, big smile. You know how surfers always just look so chill,
happy,
and just like no big deal. Meanwhile, you're the world number one. Like amazing. But they were asking him, you know, how did you prepare for this? You know, you just nailed it. What have you, doing a bit of an interview? And very flippantly, he said, all I ate for prep leading up to this comp was rice, beans and eggs. That's all I ate and all I did was surf. So rice, beans and eggs for Lord knows how long to prepare for this. That's his thing. Now
that's why he had to get out of the house, didn't he? Because if he's partnered up, no one's wanting to live with someone
with
who's just eating rice, beans and eggs, I'll tell you that much. Like, she would be like, you get out there in the ocean and you do whatever you need to do, but do not bring any bottom coughs back into this house.
I mean, pray for the dolphins.
Like a shark repellent.
But it did make me think, like, you know, you and I have been obsessed over certain foods. You know, when you find a certain meal or certain food or certain takeaway that you go, this is the best thing I've ever had and I'm never eating anything again. Mm. This is what this bloke's done. It's what works for him. You know, Uncle John, you know, my uncle, guys, we talk about it. Uncle John ate bananas for the better part of 2 years when he was a child. That's all he ate. So grandma, grandma was terribly worried, took him to the doctor and she said, he's got to, how can he survive on this? And the doctor's like, he's fine. People can survive on bananas for a really long time. Yeah. And children will often do that, right? They'll focus or obsess about a certain food. So I'm curious to know if you guys are obsessed with a certain food or have been, or let's open up the phone on 13 10 60 and see what other people are mad for, like Italo Ferreira, the world champion surfer.
Right. Funny food obsessions. Look, I remember at uni, I discovered the vending machines there that had those yogurt-coated muesli bars in them.
Oh, yes, the really crumbly, oaty ones.
Yeah, so whenever we were on campus, my friend Danielle and I, we would both usually go and get one or two of them because we thought these are so healthy. Like, we are just we are at one with our bodies, right? It was only when we started chunking up, and I think it was a bit like Mean Girls with the, you know, what was that?
The protein bars,
right? Until we realized that the calories in those bars were about 600, 700
it's
per
like a Big
bar.
Mac.
And we were eating two of them a day thinking, God, we should write a food blog about health. So that was a food obsession that lasted for a year until we realized our jeans weren't fitting anymore.
All right. Calls are coming through thick and fast. What is your... Well,
funny food obsession.
Let's take your calls. Faith in Brisbane, what's your funny food obsession?
Mine is Nutri-Grain.
Ooh. All right, Faith, yeah. I'm guessing you like it without the milk as well, do you, little lady?
Oh, yes, I do. But I like it just a little bit of milk so it stays crunchy, it doesn't go soggy.
And how for it to be a food obsession, yeah. Faith, we need to know how many times are you digesting?
Have you been doing
this weekly?
Probably like a month and a half, and it's like breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner. I just got a Costco membership, so I bought like a couple of boxes of the 1.5 kilo.
Wow.
And
okay.
Is this like, how old are you? Like, this is the first time you've discovered Nutri-Grain?
No, I'm 22. I've got a new Costco membership, so I'm like, it was on special. I was excited.
Faith, do you also have, like, for me growing up, Nutri-Grain was a holiday cereal.
Yeah.
So we were only ever allowed to eat it during the school holidays. So it still has a tinge of the specials about it.
Oh, no. My mum bought us the home brand stuff, so the real Nutri-Grain is, like, new for me.
So this is Faith's flex. All right, let's go to Stephen in Brisbane. Stephen, what's your funny food obsession?
Okay, so my funny food obsession is, you know how, like, you go to service stations and you find those little lasagna topper squares?
Yeah.
Horrible addiction. Absolutely horrible.
How deep are you?
One a day, and the worst part is it's literally like it's handed to me because I also work at a service station,
oh,
so I've got to
no.
cook them every morning.
You know what? I've never tried them. You've given me an idea there. I might fall into this addiction with you.
It's like hungover food, pretty much. They're so oily and so disgusting.
Yeah, I mean that sounds like a good excuse if you were hungover. But you're just rocking in and nomming down whenever you get there.
Well, see, I understand. I tell people I'm hungover, so it doesn't look so bad.
And you know, servos are notoriously more expensive to buy things at.
Yeah.
So I wonder how much money.
Yeah. Stephen must be Will's, getting a solid staff discount.
Well, Will's is mad for a bain-marie at a servo. It's like that's his dining out.
I mean, that's a very special type of servo. That's not your typical 7-Eleven in the city, is it?
That's a Puma on the highway. Yeah. Matthew in Rocky, what's your funny food obsession?
How you going, guys? Yeah, my food obsession since I was 5 years old is a sandwich that my old man made for me. That's peanut butter, jam, original chips, and mayonnaise.
Oh.
Okay, so is this like a daily ritual for you?
Oh, hell no. Can't have that daily, no way.
This just sounds like your dad is like, oh, there's no food in the house. I'll just whack this on. And all of a sudden, wee little Matthew's like, Dad, this is really good.
Yeah, it was good. But he used to put banana and sugar on top of all that as well.
Wow, that's a taste sensation.
Yeah.
That's one word for it. Diabetes, maybe the other
I didn't
one.
Say it was a good sensation.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Maybe over the weekend you saw an article about fairy bread and you clicked on it and were outraged at the request to cancel the children's party staple. Well, We're here to tell you it was all a great big hoax by Australia's favourite, very brilliant comedians, the Chaser Boys.
So what happened?
So basically, they've played a long game here, okay? So in 2020, the Chaser Boys created a fake profile for a woman named Alexis Chase on Twitter, created a gag account to try and get this fictional person more likes than former Aussie politician Mark Latham, all right? So sure enough, they get that. They wait to get the followers. Then this year, they change the profile handle and avatar and post a fake woke petition calling for the cancellation of Fairy Bread. So
saying it basically wasn't very PC.
This lady, Alexis Chase, whose photo is from a website called something like This Person Doesn't Exist. So where you can get a photo of an actual made up human.
Yeah.
That she was starting a very real petition to change Fairy Bread's name due to fairy being offensive. And she doesn't state why fairy is offensive, but if I may just read you her thing.
Yeah.
Hang on. Her petition.
Technical term
oh,
for
no,
it.
Oh, no. Where's it gone? Hang on. It's very funny.
We'll wait.
Bear with me. You've got nowhere else to be. You're stuck in the car listening to us. So just wait. Okay. So this is how it started.
Don't touch that dial.
After spending my life abstaining from fairy bread, I've been fed up for too long. The term fairy is offensive and outdated and should not be used to refer to classic Australian food. I was shocked when I discovered at my cousin's 5th birthday party that the children there were being taught to use the derogatory term of fairy in regards to their party food. I never personally ate fairy bread while growing up, and I'm proud to say that I still have not. However, I'd like to think that if I had a child, I would not be using a term as crude as the term fairy to describe it. And at the time that this particular article I'm reading, the petition, the fake petition on change.org managed to gather more than 1,000 signatures.
Wow.
Okay. Because obviously this fake profile had enough followers that they saw the petition when it was and jumped on board. I won't say every, but a large number of Australian media outlets were completely duped and ran articles on how ridiculous cancel culture is to change fairy bread, yada, yada, yada. And the Chaser Boys basically come out and be like, you need to trust your media sources. This was one giant.
I mean, thank God it came out over the weekend because we would have ran that too.
Absolutely would have fallen
for
it.
How ridiculous is this campaign?
They're canceling fairy bread.
But how clever are they? God, I appreciate. There is nothing more dangerous isn't the right word, but we've often said this, like powerful, than a smart, brilliant, comedic mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you just have no chance against people's brains that are that intelligent.
And the level of manipulation of an entire country.
Yes.
Like entire media.
Yeah, so
landscape.
Like news.com, I think one of the, I don't have the list in front of me, so I don't want to name media outlets that did or didn't do it.
But basically it was all of them.
But a lot of big ones,
all of
right?
Them. Yeah.
We didn't fall for it.
Thank God
we
it came out on the weekend. I salute you, the Chaser.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
School's back around the country. Well, I think so, for our kids at the very least, Sarah. And I have come across a little hack that I can't quite believe I never knew. It's a school-based hack that, you know, even if you are 41 like myself, you might be interested to know. It's around percentages, guys. Now, I was today years old when I found out that percentages are, in fact, reversible. So stay with me. If you were to go, what's 18% of 25? Can you work that out? Like, on the fly.
On the
there
fly.
Goes my pen.
No, I would. My logic would be, well, 10%.
Yeah, I would do it that way. But
2.5.
It's not immediate.
20% is 5, less a little bit, I'd say it.
Less a little bit.
Like 4.1 or something.
So if you say, someone says, what's 18% of 25? If you flip it and say, what's 25?
Bang, bang, flip it and reverse
bang, flip it.
It
and say, what's 25% of 18? That will yield the same answer. There's always one.
So 4.5.
6.5,
right?
Sarah. So what they're saying, the hack is.
For some people it will help. For others it still won't help.
The hack is percentages are reversible and one is always much easier to figure out than the other. Let me test you again so you, everyone's okay. listening. Okay.
Can you give me an easier one?
Okay, I'm
going
to give
number?
You an easy one. So if I were to say to you, what's 13% of 50? Bang, bang, flip it.
Okay. Well, so 50% of 13 would be?
50% of 13.
6.5 again.
Great.
What's with this 6.5?
Okay, sorry.
Number?
Okay, let me give you another example. That's good, though. If I were to say to you, what's 4% of 25? Bang, bang, flip it. Go to the easier one.
So it's
what's 25% of 4?
1.
Good. Does that help?
Yes. But I've got another hack.
Oh, okay.
I've just worked it out.
Okay.
Why are you holding a calculator? That can't be that hacky.
Okay, so if you just go, let's say 13% of 50.
Yeah.
And you just go 13 times 50, put the decimal point at the start.
Times 50? 13 times 50, yeah. Okay.
Put a decimal point there, 6.5.
But 13 times 50 isn't that.
But then you just go 13 times 0.5
oh
and it gets you 6.5. So you're going a very long-winded way about doing that.
But
that's not a hack. Don't listen to Jace's. Listen to Lisa's.
I was never good at math.
Okay. I think it's
Jace,
helpful.
I'm just going to need you to press the buttons to the end of the show now, okay?
And if all else fails, teach your kids the song, the Missy Elliott song, Bang Bang Flip It and Reverse It. And this might make sense.
It's Europe for a minute from Annie.
Who needs school when you can just get up this early and listen to it?
Any maths teachers who hear that today, you are welcome. It's Europe for a minute from Annie. Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hello.
Guys. Can't believe it's term two. Oh, hold on. Jace's haircut.
Okay, Jace, we came into work this morning.
I was going to bring up the key rings.
Well, the key rings are same still status. They're being shipped.
I'm almost sick of the key rings before they've even arrived.
Sarah, don't be like that.
Sometimes when you make people wait for so long, they get over it.
Well, I know, but it's not our fault.
There was this initial hype.
Shy of us going to China ourselves,
which
is never going
to
happen.
Talk to my parents who are waiting to build a house and can't get materials.
Yeah.
Like, it's across the board.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's across the board. But I will say, I did go to Aldi yesterday. And I did get a little tingle because I thought this will be such a flex when I have my. Was I not meant to say what it was? Yes, people.
Yeah,
know
no,
what
it's
it is,
the
right?
trolley
okay,
coin
shivers.
In there.
I thought I'd spoiled it. So that it will be exciting and worth the wait when we finally get there. But let's also talk about quickly Jace's haircut.
Jace, you embraced the.
I embraced it.
It's not really a shave.
No.
I don't know what you call it. It's fade at the sides and then a very close crop at the top.
Well, I went in there to the. And it was funny because the guy that was cutting it actually had the exact haircut.
Perfect. Well,
and
then you know it's all the rage.
I was like, I'll just do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he goes, bro, we have different hairs. Like, your hair is really thin. So.
But he can do a version of it.
And he said, what's the aim here? And I said, well, something I don't have to do anything with. I can just wake up and walk out the door and it's fine. And he goes, cool. What I'll do is I'll leave a little bit on top because if I cut too much, it will look a lot thinner than it is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I leave a little bit on top, it will look fuller.
Yeah.
And you won't notice that balding that is happening in the back of your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it looks really thick on top. I think he's done a great job.
What we will do, because people will ask, we'll do a little photo or a little video and you'll do the turn.
Yeah.
So people can see it.
But that's the thing, Jace, and I can relate to that because with thin hair, I've got thin hair as well, thin, fine hair, the longer you get, the thinner it looks. So I may not have, baldness coming through on top, but I know I can't grow my hair past my shoulder. Otherwise, it looks real straggly and rat's taily, and it just gets to a point where it doesn't look good. And whereas the shorter it is, the thicker it looks.
And it looks fuller.
Yes.
Thing is, that hairdresser, he moves to Perth.
That's
like
all right.
But that's okay because it's
so
you said it
to
took
find a new guy.
Well, no, you're not. Can't you just go down to that barber?
Go down to the same barber. Hold on. When's he moving to Perth? It's all
this
in the
week. He put in his resignation.
Well, make sure you take a photo of your hair now.
Oh,
we'll do that.
I should.
So we'll that way, because it's a trendy barber shop anyway. So it's not
they
like.
They know what to do.
So then you take
Sarah
in and say.
Sarah also loved it. So.
Yeah.
That's so good. Sarah, how amazing that we have this much influence.
Oh, God. I just feel like.
You.
Even over just one person.
I had been talking about getting my head shaved ever since Maddie Acton on the other breakfast show did it.
But we helped, didn't we? We encouraged you in saying, don't be 100%
I came into the office one morning and I said, everyone, should I shave my head again? And everyone was like, yep, do it. Yeah. And then you guys were, yes, the deciding push.
Yeah, and you look more youthful, trendier with it.
Trendier.
I like it. How much did it cost, actually?
Yeah, $30.
That's wow. really good.
Yeah. Yeah, an hour haircut and $30.
Gosh, yeah.
No. Oh, to have a penis.
And a free beer.
That's beer. A $24 haircut.
Yeah.
What sort of beer? Was it a crafty?
Hey, craft beers.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Impressive.
Yeah, very good.
God, you blokes have it. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of realization about the size of men's pockets compared to women's as well. Like the pockets on men's pants hold substantially more.
That's because we don't have a bag.
But we have to have a bag because our pockets are too small.
Or you non-existent.
See? You see what the problem is? There's been a...
Why don't you start the TTG fashion label has big pockets.
Yeah, like big girl pockets.
That...
TTG pockets.
Sounds like some kind of pita bread.
You're really thinking about it, though.
No, I'm not.
No.
Absolutely not.
I actually thought about... Well, I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw Danny Minogue's released another petites range at Target, right?
Sarah, we're not releasing a tall
No,
range.
But I just thought, where's the tall
you
celebrity?
Are both tall.
I know, but where's Nicole Kidman when you need her dropping a Target range for tall people?
The tall. Well, hey, is it H&M or Zara do the tall, the long jeans? Like, you know how they do
the long lengths. Yeah, but I want an entire tall range.
No, it's not.
In a
it's
shop.
ASOS. ASOS.
They do, but that's all online.
Tall range. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know what you
How
mean.
How big are the pockets in those pants?
I just feel.
They're just longer hem lengths, which works because they're midi dresses.
You know the pockets that go down all the way to your knees in like pants?
Not because we're ladies. Not a fan, though. That would be terribly unflattering.
It's ridiculous because everything that you put in them is bouncing around your knees. Yeah. And you're like, what?
That's the equivalent of having a huge handbag. You think you'll be more organized, but everything just goes to the bottom. Yeah, I mean, I feel personally attacked because I'm not petite. And there's no range for me out there in a department store.
It's the regular range.
It's not. I'm not regular. I'm tall. I need extra inches.
I just oversize in jumpers or I buy from the men's range.
But in pants, right, it's not good. Like
no,
the pants that fit, I feel like, I'll just pretend this is a cigarette length pant. Oh, it's 7/8. No, you just look like a dork.
Just give me a couple of men's departments.
Yeah, go to the men's jeans.
Yeah, but I've got
men's skinnies.
No, because I've got hips as well. That works very well if you have snake-like hips, Lise Carlaw.
I don't like the use of the word snake.
No, but you know, like I have never shop in the men's jeans section.
You have never tried. You're just saying.
Also,
that.
I don't have a penis, and I don't like a drop crotch. So then I've got all this space around my pagina that I don't want in a pair of jeans.
It's very comfortable, though. Right, wrap it up.
I was just thinking, like, what if we started the tall girl range?
Sarah.
Yeah.
We can't even get
TTG
a flipping key ring out. It's the longest lead time. Our key ring is a longer lead time than Freedom Furniture.
It's just like the 2021 version of Big Girl's Blouse.
Yeah, pockets and pants sounds cooler.
Pockets and pants, yeah.
TTG pockets and pants.
Or just like
sell it on the Shopify.
It sounds positively budget.
Just like extra.
It does, doesn't it?
TTG, extra inches.
No, Sarah, that sounds positively like.
Get your extra inches with
X-rated.
These two girls.
No,
it does a bit, doesn't it?
It really does.
I just want a full length pant that I don't have to battle over.
Let's sit on that idea and never do anything with it.
How many is that?
Oh, God, so many. So many. And then we'll get annoyed if anybody comes out with it and we'll be like, we had that idea first.
Listen, if you want, you can pitch to Target and say we'll be the face of the tall girl range. That's probably the closest we'll get.
We're 100% on par with Danny Minogue on fame levels. That'd be crazy not to take that
And
up.
We can say to them, we influenced our producer to get a haircut. That's one person who listened and followed. And then that's our case study to be the Target ambassadors.
I got up this morning and I just like had a shower and I just walked out the door.
It's
and I was
freedom,
like,
isn't it?
And you said, what? Thank you, Lise and Sarah.
No, I didn't.
They really know what they're talking about, those two.
Yeah.
They have an eye for men's haircuts. All right, guys, let's go.
Ciao, ciao.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.